Who in the room is using already Office 365? And that's exactly what is happening these days. We all know the Office from the on-premise solution, which is going into the cloud. And looking at the hands, I'm lucky I see so many, because I have even more proof that Office 365 is an application which is rapidly launched and gains way more attraction as being a cloud solution. And well, it's not a surprise, of course, because each and every one of us are using Office 365 Office as a application for our daily tasks. And there are benefits of using it, right? And well, it tends to be give you a more an increase of productivity. But the nicest thing is that you can work from anywhere. You're not stuck anymore from documents which are somewhere on a server inside your environment. But it's in the cloud. So that delivers a freedom. Next to the true package of Office 365, from my company, we just use SharePoint for Office 365. So it's a choice to use it the way you want it and leverage from the package what is there, and that makes that you could in fact deliver all the solutions out there which are in that package. But going from on-premise to a cloud solution also gives some obstacles. One of it is that you need to think from a different way, from a different angle. And that means that what's on-premise, most of the time you trust it because you know what it is, how it works, versus a cloud environment from where you are not definitely defined how things work and in fact what the level of security in that cloud is. Also, the overestimating of the solution is something you should be aware of, because at the end of the day, Office 365, it's an application package. It comes with some authentication mechanisms, but it's not truly identity and access management the way you want it. And I want to elaborate a bit more about the three models which are out there to support Office 365 and authenticate it against it. The first one is just cloud only. So you don't have an on-premise solution. You'll leverage Office 365 directly straight from the cloud. So just as is. The second one is where you still have an on-premise Active Directory, which contains your username and passwords. And what will happen if you use Office 365 in this model is that those usernames and passwords will be hashed, and then it will be synchronized into Office 365. So that means the username passwords you are using on-premise will be the same as what the user will type in as soon as he gets into Office 365. I understand from a security perspective that not everyone is happy with this way of doing things. Who wants to have his passwords stored in the cloud, although they are hashed. So there is a constraint, and that constraint is of course security. So there's another way of doing this. And another way of doing this means that the on-premise solution still has an Active Directory, but this Active Directory is coped by a federated service. In this occasion, it's ADFS. Or it could be an identity provider, like F5 or a ping or what else. But what happens is, as soon as the user wants to sign in, Office 365 will point to the ADFS solution to get its authentication. It acts as an identity provider. And from there, instead of sending passwords, it will craft a SAML token. And that means that authentication of the user will be verified and validated to Office 365 without storing passwords in Office 365. That's great so far. But when it comes down to ADFS, when you want to have it set up properly, that means that you have to cope with a lot of network infrastructure. So that means that if you have ADFS for your internal users, that means you'll have a set of installations. You'll have the same for the people who are outside. So that means that, although you might have solved your problem, you still have a lot of infrastructure to look after. So we think we are able to simplify that. And the way we are able to simplify is by deliver integrated SSO, delivering multiple ways of multi-factor authentication. Because what you will see from ADFS is that although it's delivering authentication based on what's inside your AD, it's not a true full-blown identity and access management system. It does not deliver a posture, for instance. It is not capable of delivering things like context to where a user comes from, and based upon that situation, understand what should be the right profile to be delivered to serve content. So when it comes down to using ADFS, and although it's free, it's not always the best option. So, and there's another thing, and that is, the thing is that as soon as you're starting to use Office 365, there is a risk. And I want to elaborate a bit more about that risk starting at this side of the slide. Because what's happening is that as soon as Office 365 is used and a user comes in, what will happen is that you will use your Microsoft Azure Active Directory to validate this user. And what happens then is that it uses basic authentication. So the STS of Office 365 goes into Microsoft Azure, and Microsoft Azure will replay those basic authentications credentials to APM to get them validated by Active Directory. Who thinks that's a good idea? Replaying basic authentication credentials, which are moved between Microsoft Azure and on-premise clear text. In fact, we had a couple of customers who were dealing with this problem, and they were the first thing what comes to mind is saying, well, okay, this is something which is Microsoft should solve this, but since it's cloud and you're just using a cloud service, and this cloud service is something you leverage, you are responsible of delivering the right level of security to your credentials. So what is happening, and I will now follow the steps. Active Sync client connects to Outlook Office 365 and sends user credentials via basic authentication. That's step one. Then in step two, you will see that Exchange will hold the request and sends it to Azure Active Directory Security Token SSO, so the STS ticket. And this STS ticket in step three will be used to send a semi-authentication request by replaying it to APM. And that is exactly the point where those credentials are delivered in clear text. And though you might think, well, it's a low risk, and it is, because it's the risk of you might get exposed in the cloud, or someone should be able to get in between the communication from your on-premise to the cloud. So it's a small risk, but it was a risk. The customers we spoke, they didn't want to take it, because in the end of the day, they are responsible. So what's happening is that, to make it all clear, we validate the Active Directory through Active Directory, the authentication of the user, give it back, and from there the circle is round again. we think we can do a better job here. And the job is by, instead of going first to Office 365, first go to the on-prem APM. And what will happen then is that we are being used as an Active Sync proxy. And that from that point, we are able to encrypt the next step. So from APM to Office 365, we are using encryption. And that encryption ties in that although the credentials are still the same and in place, it's now used as and encrypted the way we like to see it. And in fact, mitigating the risk which is otherwise attending here. So what you will see is that, and I think from everything what I will tell you in this presentation, these two slides, the slide before and this one, this is the essence. So if you think that Office 365 is a great tool, but you don't want to, you do want to avoid this risk, then I think it's good to pay attention to what I'm telling you here. So what's happening? And in step one, first going to the APM, then encrypt the request before it goes into Office 365. There you will get your STS ticket. It will ask Microsoft Azure to do the sync, and from there the validation will be done through four into Active Directory, going back, and then you will see that the access is granted, but in a secure manner. And that's exactly what's happening here and why this is important. So if you think that APM is just a one-trip pony in just being able to cope with a situation like this, there are more elements why an access policy manager of F5 is useful in access situations. Who's already using the access module of F5, the APM access policy manager? Nobody? Okay. Just one. Thank you. So what is happening is that when you start to use something like an ADFS, you will see that there are other ways and more ways in your organization to use for authentication than ADFS is able to cope. And that means that SSO is one of them. Multiple multi-factor authentication methods. We have 18 plus coverage for around 18 plus of them. And and why is this important? Because you might say, well, I have defined everything what I need, and from there, ADFS to me is like the right tool, right? What will happen as soon as you have that status quo? Your boss will get in and said, "Well, they just had some champagne. Another organization will be tied to ours, and they are using other methods to authenticate. So with that, your whole blueprint is crap, and you can throw it away because now you need to deal with a new situation. And that's exactly what APM is made for. So thinking about those 18 plus different MFA vendors we have are able to cope with." To be honest, I already have three of those on my cell phone. You think, well, loser, already three of those MFA solutions. But what happens is that you will use them for every all kinds of types of cloud applications. For instance, I'm using one for my account at F5. I'm using one to get access into my Amazon cloud, and I'm using one to have my NAS access secured. So, and those are three different ones. So that means that you will see that you will end up somewhere with a collection of those. And then it's better to be able to have one solution you're able to cope. So when you look at APM and the use cases it can bring to you, in fact, it's a remote and identity and access management solution, which helps you in centralizing that access those access use cases you have in your organization. So when it comes down to access and delivering access in a secure manner, most of the time there are more departments involved in that. when it comes down to delivering admin access to your organization, most probably the network guys take cover for that SSL VPN. But if it's about VDI, you will see that the system people are involved. When it's more around web services and delivering web access, then you will see that the webmasters are are responsible for delivering that access, and they all try to be respectful with what the security baseline is, but they all deliver their own interpretation of it. So that means that at the end of the day, you will get tied up with several security solutions, which all are trying to do the same thing, because they are trying to give users access in a manner which is good for the company. But what you will see is that if you're able to centralize it, and from that centralized solution, you're able to enforce through all those departments what is needed to give people access based on context, based on type of application, and based of maybe on type of device, and adding also things like posture checks to the solution. That makes that you want to have a solution which is able to cope with all these kinds of access situations. And that's exactly where APM is able to help you and to help you out. So that means that either in your own on-prem data center, but also when it comes down to cloud solutions, for instance, when you go to Azure or AWS. So what you should remember from this presentation is that Office 365 is a very useful tool. But if you just take it as is, you will face security issues which you didn't have in mind when you started using it. And I think that, we know, we have proven that F5 is able to cope with the security issues which are out there. And though they might be low risks, they are exposed, they are there, and Microsoft isn't denying them. But we don't hear them that they will do anything about it. So at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to deal with them, because it's, if things go wrong, you can turn around and point to Microsoft, but they will say, hey guys, it's just a cloud service. It's your responsibility. So I think that from that point of view, the value that F5 is able to bring you is to secure and simplify the access you'll need towards your Office 365 solutions. And that's for me it. Are there any questions? Please be aware that if you walk away and you still want to ask something, we are at the booth here at the corner. So please don't be shy. Just come along and hopefully we can have a chat. Thank you.